The Community Ties program continues with Joel Brandingham on Tiger Country 97.5 WTGR.
This is the Wednesday, March 9th edition of the Community Ties program here on WTGR. And the second Wednesday of every month is dedicated to Wayne Healthcare as they celebrate 100 years of serving this community. And it's just so interesting to talk about how, most certainly technology, medicine, so many things have evolved over the years. But obviously, Wayne Healthcare itself, from its humble beginnings 100 years ago to where they are now. And our guest today is Jordan Francis, Director of Wellness Services. And I know you want to talk about the Wellness Center itself and what's coming up, what you offer and so forth. But just thought I'd have you share some more events about the celebration, because this is a year-long celebration. I know there have been various events with the staff and so forth, with the public that you've invited them to, but what are some other hospital events coming up?
Well, Joel, today actually is a special day in Wayne Healthcare's history. On March 9th in 1922, the first baby was born at Wayne Healthcare. So we have some celebrations planned for the first child born at Wayne Healthcare past that March 9th date. We're also celebrating by distributing double good popcorn bags at our entrances for employees and anyone who's receiving outpatient services today at the hospital. And I don't know if you've had double good popcorn, but it's pretty good. Another item that we're looking to do is planning a community celebration in May, and hopefully being able to invite the community to see the new expansion and learn about various service lines and, you know, the history of the hospital. Within the new expansion, there's a connector hallway that has a really beautiful timeline that outlines our hospital's history from its very beginning to our latest expansion in 2021. But with the COVID pandemic and hopefully that transitioning to being endemic, we're really hoping to be able to get people in to see our facility and celebrate that with us, especially during this wonderful time of celebrating the centennial.
Yeah, I'd like to see it myself. I've not been in there.
It is an outstanding facility. Yeah. It is an outstanding facility, especially when looking at where we started in 1922 and essentially a house to the campus that's been built today is really outstanding, indicative of good leadership and good community support.
Yeah, I mean, so much has changed just in the last 10 years.
Absolutely.
mention century.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was hired in 2015, so I've been with Wayne since 2015, and just the change in that time period is unbelievable.
And I mentioned that you're the Director of Wellness Services, so would you like to tell us a little bit more about the Wellness Center itself?
Of course, I would love to shamelessly plug the Wellness Center. I'm very proud of the staff that work in the Wellness Center and also of the programming that they have been able to provide to the community. And, the overarching theme of the Wellness Center is utilizing exercise as medicine and health education and bridging the gap between education and practical application. And I think our programs do a wonderful job of doing that. One of our excellent programs is the clinical exercise program, and it is $90 for 10 sessions. And clinical exercise is essentially, it allows you to exercise in a safe environment where you are being monitored by healthcare personnel, and we set up a program specifically for you to reach your goals, whatever it may be. But people have done incredibly well with that program, and anyone who wants more information on that can call Whitney Magato, who is our cardiac rehab coordinator and clinical exercise coordinator, at 937-547-5917. Again, the clinical exercise program is excellent, and I am so proud of the way that staff have implemented it and the success that our patients have had doing so.
Great.
Another program that we have is the Stepping on Fall Prevention Class. That's run by Robin Fitzhands, the wellness coordinator at Wayne Healthcare. Stepping on, again, is a fall prevention program that really is just a comprehensive guide to reducing your risk for falls. The way that they implement different tools and learning about your built environment is just outstanding. Anyone interested in utilizing the Stepping on Fall Prevention class can call Robin at 937-569-6409. Another program that we have coming up this summer is the Wayne Sports Performance Program, and that is May 31st to June 30th. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's for grades 6 through 8. And essentially our goal with that program is to provide kids an opportunity to maximize their potential as an athlete, you know, using evidence-based programming to help community kids become better athletes. And they can register for that online at waynehealthcare.org/waynesportsperformance.
Okay, very good. Well, as we wind down the program, I'd like to give you an opportunity again. I know you just mentioned the website, but I was going to have you mention that again, if you would, as well as you know, social media and just a general phone number if people have general questions about Wayne Healthcare, maybe services that are provided, and you know, maybe someone or someone they know is having a health issue of some kind. They would like to reach out and say, I don't know where to go or what to do. What's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach us for looking up centennial events or, you know, asking a question would be waynehealthcare.org. And you can also email marketing@waynehealthcare.org. Just to double down on the centennial, if you have a story that you want to share, if any of the listeners are interested in sharing a tidbit from their lives, a way that they've interacted with the hospital, marketing would love to get that information. So if you'd email marketing@waynehealthcare.org with that information, we would really appreciate it. Another item related to the community, the Wayne Healthcare sponsors the Dark County Wellness Challenge, and we are having a kickoff event on Saturday, April 16th from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. We're meeting at the Wayne Healthcare Harrison Street entrance parking lot, and we will take a self-guided walk from Wayne Healthcare to Yolo Park in downtown Greenville. That's been a great community health initiative, and we've seen a lot of folks from the community participate in that, so we're excited to kick that off again for 2022.
Okay, great. Well, a lot going on, and we hope that listeners will check out your website if they haven't done so yet, or maybe for a while. Again, waynehealthcare.org, and that has a lot of information on, again, services that are provided, history of the facility, and so many other things as well. So
absolutely, it's a great resource.
Yeah, absolutely, check that out, because as we've been talking about since January, even if you've lived in Greenville for a while, perhaps even your entire life, you may still not be aware of some of the services
and
the care that's offered at Wayne Healthcare. And there might still be an assumption with some people that you do have to drive to Dayton or Columbus or Cincinnati, someplace like that.
Absolutely.
May not be the case.
Absolutely. I think that is one of the things that we struggle with the most is showcasing to the community what we truly have available to them. You know, and it's hard to get that information out there, but we offer a lot of service lines that I think will compete with regional systems, and we have a lot more to offer than maybe some people think. So we encourage people to check out the website and come see us.
Okay. Well, Jordan, appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks, Joel.
Nice to meet you and having you in, and look forward to talking to you again at some point.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right. Get a guest today on Community Ties, Jordan Francis, Director of Wellness Services with Wayne Healthcare, and you can always visit their website at waynehealthcare.org for more